Thank you. All right, we are on the bottom of Tet Zion Beis, and now moving to Daf Yud Zion. We're discussing the added blessings that are when we have the final seven fasts, the severe fasts of the 13. So then, in the Shmona Esrei, the Chazan adds six blessings. He actually first amplifies the blessing of Gal Yisrael, so we can actually talk about seven blessings, but that ends with the normal ending of Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, and then we have another six additional blessings. So here on the last line here of Tezayin with Beis, Reb Yehuda Omer, Lo Yitzarech Lomar Zichronos. In the Mishnah we learned, Reb Yehuda says, you don't have to say Zichronos and Shofros. I'm Rav Avad Ben Yafo, my time, Reb Yehuda. What's using Reb Yehuda? He holds, L'fishein Om Zichronos Shofros. We don't say those special blessings that we're very familiar with from Rosh Hashanah, where you have a paragraph of 10 psukim, how God remembers the past, Atazocher, Kol Yitzurei Kedem. You remember all that were created. You remember all what they do. Elab Rosh Hashanah. That's only on Rosh Hashanah. Uvi Yovloth. And as we learned in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, you do it also on Yom Kippur of Yovel, because as we said, the famous line in the Mishnah, Shava Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Litkiyav LeBrachos, Yovel, the Yom Kippur of the 50th year, has the same, it's the same as Rosh Hashanah in terms of the text of Shmona Esrei and in terms of the sounding of the shofar. And Uvishas Mochama, at a time of war. So at a time of war, then we say these psukim as well of Zichronos and Shofros. We also say Malchios at a time of war. We need Hashem's mercy, especially at a time of war. That's very appropriate, right? We're in Hanukkah right now, and the Gemara emphasizes that the core of the miracle of Hanukkah was that the oil of the Beit HaMikdash miraculously went on for 8 days of producing light. And the Gemara doesn't really focus so much on the war. But in Al-Anisim, the focus is more so on the war and the classical resolution of that seemingly different set of emphases is that the Gemara is reminding us, don't think that a war is because of tactics or courage or taking initiative, thinking out of the box. The real success of the war is Hashem's help. That's why we have you have to take initiative and have tactics and be courageous, but the real source of the success is Hashem's help. So you need to have a lot of prayer during war, and during the prayers of war, they would say, Malchios Zichronos Ushofros. Okay, then we learned, Ala Rishona Hu Omer, for the first of these extended blessings, he says, Mishana Savram, the one who answered, Avram Avinu, he should also answer us. Tanu, we learned in a brisa, Ish machlifim tzaakal Eliyahu. There are those who say that when we say in the added blessing, Mishanas Eliyahu, then you end with Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you God, Shomea tzaaka, who hears the screams. Utfila l'Shmuel. And when talking about Shmuel, then we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea tfila, blessed is God who hears tfila. Because with Shmuel, we find that he used the word tefillah. He said, Kiptzu eskol Yisrael ha-mitzpasah, bring all the Jews to mitzpah, ve'espalel ba'adchem, and I will pray for your sake. So Gemara says, Bishma gabe Shmuel ksiv be tefillah. It says, with Shmuel tefillah, uksiv be tza'aka. And it also says, with Shmuel, the word tza'aka. Where it says with Shmuel Vayichar L'Shmuel Vayizak El Hashem Kol HaLayla El Gab Eliyahu, but in regards to Eliyahu, Tefillah Ksiv, it only says Tefillah Tzaka Lo Ksiv. Doesn't say that he used the term Tzaka, that he screamed out. So in regards to Eliyahu, Rashi explains in Har HaKarmel, it says that he said Aneini Hashem Aneini, so answer me God, answer me, and send down the fire on my Mizbeach, and disprove the prophets, the Nevi'e Habal. So he said, Aneini Hashem, Aneini. That is a prayer. It's a bakash, it's a request. Please answer me. That sounds like prayer. That's not tza'aka, that's not screaming. So the Gemara answers, no. Aneini, Hashem Aneini, Lashon Tzakahu. That phrase, God answer me, is not just a request. Please answer me, please answer me. That is screaming, God answer me. That is Tzaka. Okay, Alashisha Su Omer, for the sixth blessing, he says, Misha Anas Yona, he who answered Yona. And then Alashvias, for the final one, who Omer, Misha Anas David, he who answered David. Ask the Gemara, Mechti, let's take a look. Yona, Basar David, Ushlomo Hava. Yona was after the days of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Remember, back in Masechta Sukkah, we learned that there was a big celebration in the Beis HaMikdash called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So one explanation of why it's called Beis HaShoeva is because it's celebrating the drawing of the water for the Nisach HaMayim that will accompany the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. But the other reason why it's called Beis HaShoeva, Shemisham Shov in Ruach HaKodesh. From there they draw divine inspiration. They become prophetic through the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos there says, in the name of the Yerushalmi, Yonah ben Amittai, Yonah, who we read his book as the Haftorah for Mincha of Yom Kippur, Yonah got his prophecy in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's after David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't have a Beis HaMikdash in his day, so Yonah is after David. So it should be, what do you mean, Misha'ana is David, and then Misha'ana is Yonah. Yonah was after David and Shlomo. So my time, I'm Akdim Liberation. So why? So we say who answered David before, why do we say who answered Yonah before who answered David? David was before him. As the Gemara, because we want to end at the end of all the blessings, Baruch Merachem Ala Aretz, blessed is God who has compassion on the earth. And therefore there we need to have David and Shlomo, because David and Shlomo, they're the ones who built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is really the essence of the Aretz, the essence of the earth. In the name of Sumchas, they said that they would end all the blessings with Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Blessed is God who subdues the arrogant ones. And that's what we're saying. We're praying for rain. And the fact that we don't have rain, we have to pray. That's what's subduing us in our arrogance.
I always thought Yonah was way before David HaMelech.
Right, no, he was after. He was later.
It's actually after.
It's after David?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Beautiful. Yes, please, let's see.
What is your opinion? Why we never mentioning Moshe in this case of Tfilah? Hina ana.
Right, certainly.
Hina ana b'kachikim ha-kadosh baruch hu yoter mikol echad acher.
Right.
So many, many things.
That's true.
Even
But Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He saves the Jewish people after the sin of the golden calf. He really does a lot. I don't know. It's a good question. Why we don't mention Moshe?
Yeah, it is a good question, really.
Why so we could have had the verb vayachal.
Yeah, but they're looking for tzaka and tzaka.
Moshe Rabbeinu was more of a private davening. No. For example, Eliyahu HaNavi was a top Hakamah in front of everyone. Moshe Rabbeinu was usually in the Olam Moed or in the
Hasidim. Yeah, I don't know.
The question is why, are the other ones asking the question is why is Moshe not there?
Yeah, why is Moshe not there?
That's the question.
Okay, we'll have to look that up. That's a nice question. Okay, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah distinguishes between Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av. Every Kohen... Slichos, right. So Anshe Mishmar, all the Kohanim are divided into 24 groups, the 24 Mishmaros. And each group gets 2 weeks a year that is their week. And then for the Shalosh Regalim, for the three festivals, all the Mishmaros are on. So we have 24 Mishmaros. But each Mishmar is divided up into Batei Avos, into seven Batei Av. And each Beis Av gets 1 day of the week. So we went to the Mishnah, Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos, the first three fasts. Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, Misanin, Velo Mashlimin. They fast part of the day, but they don't finish. They have to eat because they might be called upon. The people of the Mishmar. It's not their day. The Beis Av, it's their day. They're doing the service. But if there's too much work for the Beis Av, then the Anshei Mishmar will be called in. And the Anshei Mishmar shouldn't finish their fast, that they have the energy to do the work. Why they say Anshei Mishmar mutar lishtos yayin balelos avalo bayamin? Why they say that the people of a Mishmar, people of this week's Mishmar, but not this day's service, not the members of this day's Beis Av, they are allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day. The answer is Shematech Baravod al Anshei Beis Av. Because maybe the Beis Av people, the people who are working this day, might have too much work today. V'yavo'u v'yisai'u lahem. And then they'll come, and they might help out the... they'll be needed. They'll need the Anshei Mishmar to help out the Beis Av. If the Anshei Mishmar drink wine, then they're not going to be able to do the avoda, because a Kohen who drinks wine is not allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. Yipnei Ma'amru, why did they say Anshei Beis Av lo b'yomu b'layla? The members of today's jobs, the people who are working today, the Beis Av, today's shift, they can't drink wine by day nor by night. Because they're busy constantly with avoda, so they can't be drinking wine. And Kanamu, from here they said the following rule. Kol Kohen Shemakim Mishmarto, if you have a Kohen nowadays, who knows which Mishmar he's from? He knows if he's from Yehoyarav or Yedaya, one of the 24 Mishmaros. We say their names in the kinos of Tisha B'Av. So he knows which Mishmar he was from. Right, let's say he has, Rashi says, he might have a family tree that takes him back to Yehoyarav. He knows which Mishmar he's from. If he also knows Mishmeres Beis Av Shalom, he knows which Beis Av he's a part of within that Mishmar. And three, V'yodea Shabbat Avosav Kabulin Sham. He knows that his Beis Av were people who could do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that they had good yichus, they were not halalim, they weren't disqualified because the Kohen married an ancestor had married a divorced woman or married a converted woman. No, they were able to be part of the avoda. So then, if that's the case, so even though it's nowadays, but if it's Yodea Shabbatei Avosav Kvuin Sham, he knows that his Beis Av are established there, that they can do the avoda. That day that he knows is the day of his family, that once the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he's going to be on that day. So that day he can't drink wine, because the Beis HaMikdash might come today. Right? This again, this Gemara is a good proof to Rashi's view. Rashi holds that the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, is already built. It's in heaven. And Hashem's going to bring it down. So it's going to come down finished. According to the Rambam, we have to build the third Beis HaMikdash. So it's harder to say this Gemara. This Gemara is saying that a person who knows his family, he knows which Mishmar he's from, he knows what is the different days of the different Batei Av in that Mishmar, he knows which Beis Av he's from, he knows that his family are Kasher Kohanim. On the day of his family, he cannot be drinking wine, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to show up, and if he drank wine, he won't be able to do the Avodah when the Beis HaMikdash shows up. So you see, it's going to come quickly.
Yeah, no Kohanim working in there, you know, so in case they're drinking every day. So
that's a Kohanim shouldn't be drinking wine. We'll see soon. If Kohanim don't know where they're which Mishmar they're from, but they do know that they're Kasha Kohanim, maybe they should never be drinking wine, because any day might be their day.
But majority of the Kohanim are contaminated. They're not 100%. Am I correct?
That was the big discussion about the possibility of renewing korbanos. There was a very great rabbi in Germany before the 1860s, 1850s. His name was Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. And Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, he wanted to renew korbanos. He wanted to rent the Temple Mount from the Ottomans, maybe buy the Temple Mount from the Ottomans and build a Mizbeach and offer korbanos.
Not just Korban Pesach?
So you wanted to start with Korban Pesach. So the issue, and then all these questions came up, is it practical? So his teacher, Rav Akiva Eger, he said he thought a lot of the issues could be overcome, but he thought the final issue that could not be overcome was the point that you made, that he didn't believe that our Kohanim are really Kohanim, that they've lost track, and that even though we give them money for Pidyon HaBen, but they're not really entitled to the money, because we're not really sure that they're Kohanim. And therefore, he said that's why he thought you couldn't renew it. But Chassam Sofer, Kiv Eger's son-in-law, he thought it could be renewed. He thought we could overcome that problem too. There are people who have very good genealogy trees. They go back to the Shach. The Shach supposedly had a very good genealogy tree. So there are people who think that they're sure they're Kohanim. The Rappaport family, they say that they're sure that they're Kohanim. Okay, again. If you are b'makir mishmarto, let's say somebody recognizes what shift he's from, but ain't makir mishmaris beis av shelo. So he knows he's from Yehoyariv, but he doesn't know which beis av within Yehoyariv. V'yodea shabbat yavosu kvuin sham. He knows that his ancestors are established there, that they are, in fact, kosher kohanim all along. Asa lishtos yan kolosu shabbos. He can't drink wine that week. But if he doesn't recognize, doesn't know his shift, and he doesn't know the shift of his base av, but he knows, but he knows that his ancestors, they were good Kohanim. He just doesn't know which Mishmer he's from. So, according to the Tanakhama, he can't drink wine the whole year. Now, remember, when we learned Masechet Nazir, we learned that the prohibition of a Kohen walking into the Beis HaMikdash drunk is not only about wine. It could even be with milk. If he got drunk from milk, he also can't walk in to the Beis HaMikdash drunk. So it's being in the state of being drunk, no matter how it happens. So, right, it's not as great a prohibition. So therefore, according to this logic, a Kohen who knows that that everybody in his family, all the ancestors going back, they were careful to be Kohanim and to marry the people Kohanim are allowed to marry. He can never drink any alcohol. He can't drink whiskey, he can't drink vodka, he can't drink tequila, he can't drink wine, he can't smoke marijuana, can't eat the edible marijuanas, because the gummy bears, the Beis HaMikdash might show up. And if the Beis HaMikdash shows up and he's drunk, he can't do the avoda. So he can't ever allow himself to get intoxicated. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, asur lishtos yayin la'olam. In theory, you should be right that he shouldn't be allowed to drink wine forever. Because maybe Rebbe says, even if you know what Mishra you're from, in theory, the Kohen shouldn't be able to drink wine, because maybe they'll shift which Mishmar has which week. So really, in theory, all Kohanim should never be able to drink wine. What can I do? Shetaka naso, kalkalaso. What can I do? The fact that what is fixing this Kohen and enabling him to drink wine is what's ruining all of us. The Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built. Years and years and years go by with the Beis HaMikdash not getting built. So people are giving up on the Beis HaMikdash appearing suddenly. So they say, it didn't happen yesterday, it didn't happen the day before, I'll just drink wine. And therefore, we can't stop them anymore. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Kiman Shasu Edna Kani Chamra. Like, who are they, the Kohanim, following nowadays that they are drinking wine? Okay, Rabbi, they're following Rabbi.
Haircut is included, Rabbi?
Now we're going to get to the haircuts. The people from the Mishmar and the people, the Yisraelim, who are the Mamad, who are standing over the Karban, because every Karban needs its owners. So Klal Yisrael are the owners of the Karban Tamid, so the shifts of Yisraelim that represent Klal Yisrael standing over the Karban. Asurin, Lesaper, Ulachabes. They are not allowed to do laundry, nor are they allowed to get haircuts. Or v'chamishi, on the Thursday of their mishmar, what time they're allowed to make kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. My time, why'd they make a rule that members of a mishmar and the mamad are not supposed to get haircuts? The same thing we have with Chol HaMoed. Om Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan. That they not enter into their service when they look disgusting with hair growing everywhere. If they could do the haircut when they're up in Yerushalayim for their service, they'll say, oh, I'm not going to take my haircut now. I'll go do it later. They'll delay. And then they'll end up looking disgusting. So therefore they said, listen, you're going to be a whole week of no haircut. So people would get the haircut earlier. So now talking about haircuts. King needs to get a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol every Friday. Kohen Hedged, a regular Kohen, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, once every 30 days. Now why? Melech Mestap B'chol Yom. The king gets a haircut every day. My time or why? Amar Rebab Bar Zav Dom Akra. The pasuk says, Melech B'yafyo Techezena Einecha. A king in his beauty, your eyes will see. So he has to look good. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Kohen Gadol every Friday, my time, oh why? Oh, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Hoil u'mishmaros mischachos, because every Shabbos, there is a new shift. And since every Shabbos, there is a new shift, so therefore, the Kohen Gadol has to look good for the new shift that's coming in, the new mishmara that's coming in. Therefore, he has to get a haircut every Friday. Kohen Hedged Achaz L'Shloshim Yom, but Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut once every 30 days. We learn from Nazir. I mean, how do we know it? Asya para para mi Nazir. We derive it from Nazir. Sevacha says we hear Verosham lo yigalechu. They should not cut off their hair on their heads. Upara lo yishalechu. And they should not send their hair out wild. Sevacha says over there, Kadosh Yiyat. He is to be holy, the Nazir. Gadol para se'arosho. He has to grow his hair so that it is wild. Malahal and Shloshim, there it has to be for 30 days. Afkan, so too for the Kohen, Paraloya Shalechu, Shloshim, you can't let it go for 30 days. Every 30th day, he has to get a haircut. Nazir Gufa Minelon, how do we know the Nazir himself that it is 30 days? It just says para. How do we know the para means 30 days of growth of hair? Amar Rav Master of Nasan explains, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom Minelon. The typical Nazir says for 30 days, because Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Yihiyah, and Yihiyah and Gematria equals plus and Havi, right? 10 plus 5 plus 10 plus 5 equals 30. Amalar Papa Labbayer, Papa said to Abayer, Vidul Malchim Kam Rachmana. Maybe this is what Hashem is saying about the Kohen. Lo Lir Buklal, he shouldn't grow his hair at all. He should cut it every day. Amalar Yivik Siv would have said, Lo Yishalechu Para Kidakam Arta. He would have said, Lo Yishalechu Para. It would have meant what you are saying. However, since it says upera and the wild lo yishalechu, you shouldn't send it out. That is to say, para lehevi shluchahu lo l'shalchu. Right? He can let it go till up to the point of para. He can get till 30 days and not to be sent out past that. Yaki, if so, afilu it manami. So even nowadays, kohanim should be getting haircuts every 30 days. Answer the Gemara. The law of the Kohen, not growing his hair too much, is like the law of the Kohen, not getting drunk. Just like the issue of getting drunk is once you have a Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen can't enter the Beis HaMikdash when he's drunk. However, but nowadays when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, no Kohen is walking in, unfortunately. So therefore, Shari, the Kohen, is allowed to get drunk. Afachanami, the same thing is true in regards to hair. Says, well, 1 second, but time moved to the Bryce, and everybody agreed to that. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, Omer, any ice, they think, Kohanim, Asur, Mishtos, Yain, Lolom, Kohanim really shouldn't be drinking wine all the time. Abu Ma'as, what can I do? Shitakonaso, the fact that he knows that the Beis Hamikdash isn't coming, because it hasn't come for so long, he's given up on it. Kil Kalasos, what ruins us? We don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Who are they following nowadays when the Kohanim drink wine? Now turning to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi, it's like Rabbi. Nechlal, that implies the Rabbanan Asri, the Rabbanan hold that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine. My timer wise, we learned just before, Meir, you're going to Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash can be built any moment. Ooh, but in a Kohen Aroy Lavo, then we're going to need Kohanim. We're ready to do the service. For Lechem, that's not going to be here. I saw in the Ma'oros Daf Hayomi. So they printed here on this Gemara of Meheri Yubana Beis HaMikdash, the story about Rabbi Schwab. Rabbi Schwab, who was the rabbi of the Breuer's community in Washington Heights. I grew up going to that shul a little bit because I went to that school. So Rabbi Schwab always used to tell the story that when he was a young yeshiva bacher, he had the privilege of spending a Shabbos with the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim's home. The Chafetz Chaim was over 90. And the Chafetz Chaim calls over this young, 17, 18-year-old yeshiva boy. And he says to him, "What are you? A Kohen? A Levi? Or a Yisrael?" So he said, "I'm a Yisrael." And the Chafetz Chaim said, "I'm disappointed." He said, "Why aren't you a Kohen?" He said, "I'm not a Kohen because my father wasn't a Kohen." He said, "Yeah, but why wasn't your father a Kohen?" So Chafetz Chaim then said, "Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and everybody was worshiping the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu said, 'Mi la Hashem Eli, who's willing to fight for Hashem? Join me.' And your ancestor didn't join in. It was only the tribe of Levi that joined in. So because only the tribe of Levi joined in, they became Kohanim. And when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, it could be built very soon, I'll be able to serve, because I'm a Kohen, because I'm a descendant of somebody who joined in when the call came, 'Mi la Hashem Eli.'" And then he said to him, you're a young man. There'll be all sorts of moments in life when you're going to hear that call, 'Mi la Hashem Eli.' Who's willing to join in, to do for Hashem, and to join the side of working for Hashem? So make sure to join in. You might be acquiring for your descendants amazing things to be a Kohen." So that's what he was saying. The Beis HaMikdash can be built any second. So, we're going to need a Kohen who has to do the service. And if the Kohanim are going to get drunk, we're not going to have it. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the view of the Chachamim. Why they hold that Kohanim shouldn't be drinking wine. But that doesn't affect getting haircuts. Because Hacha Efshed Mesaper Va'ayo. Here, if a guy didn't have a haircut, and then the Beis HaMikdash comes, he'll go to the barber, he'll get the haircut and go right in. It doesn't take so long. It takes a couple minutes. So the Gemara says, one second, if you tell me that the Kohen can get a haircut, so we can let him grow the hair more than 30 days. Yachi, if so, why are the Rabbanan against Kohanim getting drunk? Shtuyei Nami, let them drink. After the Gani Purta, let them sleep a little bit, and then they'll be able to go in. This would be like Rami Bar Abba taught us. Rami Bar Abba said, Derech Mil, if you walk a mil, as we know, is 2,000 amma. So I'm sorry, 1,000 amma. 2,000 amma. 2,000 amma is a mil. And we know that every amma, according to Rav Chaim Noah, is a foot and a half. So it's 1,000 meters. You walk a kilometer. Or Shena Kolshu, or you sleep for even a little bit. The Figinus Hayayin, it takes away the wine. So the Gemara says, yeah, that depends how much you drink to start with. Lav mi itmar alav. Didn't we learn on that? I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Ravu alo shana alo kishashasa shir revius. If you only drink a quarter of a log, so you drink 86 milliliters of wine, and you go for a kilometer-long walk, then it'll clear. If you drink more than 86 milliliters of wine, Kalsha came the opposite. A long walk is going to make you more confused. And the wine is going to make him totally, the sleep is going to make him totally drunk.
So Rabbi, first of all, they said the king has to get a haircut.
Every day.
Okay, since we don't have a haircut, the prime minister now has to get a haircut. We don't have king. Every day. I hope you take a shower too. But really, why they concentrate so much on Kohanim's haircut rather than Kohanim being 100% pure Kohanim? Isn't that more important than haircut?
That they have to do. They're not allowed to go to cemeteries. They can't go to funerals. Kohanim know that. They know to be pure. Can't go to graves. They know that.
They should concentrate more on teaching those things, intermarriage or these things, what that Kohanim nowadays are doing, and then haircut. I think it's more important for being able to work in Beit HaMikdash,
That's for sure. That's certainly going to be a very, very major point, for sure.
Yeah.
Rav Ashi said, "Shtuye yayin, demachli avoda." In regards to wine, there is a big danger, because if we have the Beis HaMikdash suddenly and the people come in drunk, So then their service is going to be disqualified. It's going to ruin the karbanos. Then gazru b'rabbanan. That's what the rabbis made a decree. Purei rosh, but the issue of growing too much hair, lo machli avoda. If a kohen has too much hair and he does the avoda, that doesn't ruin the avoda. Therefore, lo gazru b'rabbanan. Then the rabbanan didn't make a decree. Meisvel chanji, we learned. Be'elu shein b'misa. Following people deserve death. Mina shamayim, misa b'dei shamayim. Shtuye yayin, a person who enters Beis HaMikdash while drunk. Kohen who enters Beis HaMikdash while drunk. Uprue Rosh, or a Kohen who enters Beis HaMikdash without having gotten his hair cut on day 30. Bishmo shtuye yayin behedik sibbu. Okay, in regards to people who are drunk, it says explicitly, yayin v'shechar al teish, don't drink wine or beer. And v'lo tamusu, and therefore don't die. El Uprue Rosh minon, how do we know? Rosh. The Sifka, the Pasuk says, V'roshem lo yigalechu, pera lo yishalechu. They shouldn't throw out their hair too much. It says afterwards, V'yayin lo yishtu, and they shouldn't drink any wine. Kol kohen, any kohen, b'voim lo chatzar pimas, when they come to that inner courtyard, when they come to the Beis HaMikdash. So here, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Iskash, Prue Rosh, l'shtu yayin, links together the people who have too much hair to those who've gotten drunk. So therefore, Mashtu Yayin B'misa, just like those Kohanim who are drunk, they get death for entering Beis HaMikdash while drunk, Afri Rosh B'misa. So now, once we have such a source, Umina, let's now say further. I Mashtu Yayin D'machli Avoda, Afri Rosh D'machli Avoda. So, the same way the Shtu Yayin, if they do the service, they ruin the service. The Prue Rosh, those who've allowed their hair to grow too long, if they do the service, they should ruin the service. Rav Ashi's answer is not an answer. Why are Kohanim nowadays allowed to grow their hair long? Because it's not going to ruin the service. It should ruin the service. So the Maharsha takes out the next two lines, and the answer is, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kasha, we don't have a good answer to that. Amar Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Hamakamadasi Yecheskel. This idea that if a Kohen grows his hair too long, he deserves death. Before Yecheskel came, and he goes into the basement to do service. Man Amra, who said it? Amalei, so he said to him, the Litzamech, according to such a question, Oh, Damar Rav Chizda, this Rav Chizda said, Davar Zemi Torah Moshe Lolamadnu. This we didn't learn from the Torah of Moshe, it's not explicit. But we did Rekabal Lolamadnu. But we learned it from the words of the Nevi'im, where the verse says, Kol ben nechar, again in Yecheskel, any child who is estranged to heaven, Arel, Lev, one who has the foreskin still on his heart, Varel basar, the foreskin on his flesh, Lo yavo el mikdashi, should not enter my temple to serve me. So again, Hamakamad Amra, Das Yecheskel man Amra, before Yecheskel came, who said it? That if someone's not religious, he can't do the service in Beis HaMikdash. El Gemara Gamila. It's a tradition. Asi Yecheskel, Yecheskel came, Vasmachay Akra. He just put a pasuk to it. Achanami here too, Gemara Gamila. It's a tradition. Asi Yecheskel, Vasmachay Akra. Yecheskel's just coming and giving us a pasuk to remember it. Alright, then the Mishnah said, Galakos Megillas Tanis Lola Misbad. Those days that it says in Megillas Tanis not to have eulogies on them. Then the fun, not just not to fast on these days, but also not to eulogize on these days. The fun of Asr, the day before it, also you can't eulogize the Achra of Mutter. But after this day, you could have eulogies and fasting. These, right, this is Megillas Tanis. These are the days not to fast on them. Some of them are a little home. These are days not even to eulogize on them. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokam Tmida, that's when we succeeded in our arguments against the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim were arguing that an individual could donate the Tzamid, and we succeeded in proving to them from the Psukim that it has to come from the nation, it has to come from the Masas HaShekel. We were so happy that they accepted it. These are days not to eulogize. And from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itosav Chagad Shvuaya, that's when we were able to successfully convince them about the dates of Shavuos, and therefore the Lola Mispidohon. Also, these are days of no eulogizing. So the days of no eulogizing, before also, you can't eulogize. Amar, we just had Meshach, Denisa, Tim, Naya, Bey, Tokum, Timid, Zad, Lola Mispod. for the first 8 days of Nisan, we had the big argument with the Tzedukim to convince them that the Karban Tamid has to come from the nation, and we succeeded, therefore no eulogies. Ask Gemara, Lama li mi reish yarcha? Why is it safe from Rosh Chodesh? Lama mi trebe Nisan, safe from the second of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh grufe Yom Tovu. Of course, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov, it's a Moed, Karalai Moed. V'asr, and of course you're not allowed to fast or eulogize. I'm a Rav, Rav Ansel, Nitzucha. Rosh Chodesh would only be that day, but we needed this, last Yom Shlofanav, to prohibit the day beforehand too. Shlofanav, not be typically Dav Yom Shlofanav, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the day before Rosh Chodesh should be a day of no eulogizing and fasting. Answer the Gemara, we saw back in the Sechel Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh is a din d'oraisu. D'oraisu lo bayi chizuk, d'oraisu doesn't need to be encouraged. So therefore, the day itself is prohibited, but not the day before. The Tanis look in the Brisa, Me'elak sum v'gila sinus tifneim l'achreim asurim, Shabbos v'yom tovim. Hein asurim, l'fneim l'achreim mutarim. My average bin zel is that, what's the difference? Halal d'vei torb d'vei torin tzrichim chizuk. Halal d'vei sofrim, d'vei sofrim tzrichim chizuk. That's only rabbinic, needs to be encouraged.